everybody, welcome to another Launchpad series. Today is we're rolling out a season two of lots of episodes. We're recording live as we speak at the Worldwide Partner Conference. So with me today is Felix Vasquez.
Hi, Baldwin. Great to see you again.
Thanks for coming over. I think you, amongst other partners, are congregating today at a Worldwide Partner Conference to try to learn more about how to build more interesting, compelling solutions and on Microsoft Stack. So pleased to have you. We've interviewed Felix, about a few months back, but you're coming back for something new, isn't it?
Something new. We've built a new application on the Windows 10 platform, and we're really excited to show that to you here today.
Great, great. We'll look forward to it. Well, with that, of course, for our audience, some of the audience may not have heard of Hyphen before, or certainly if they have, they might be interested in something new that you're to offer. So I'd love to hear more about your company, but more importantly, zero in on, for today's episode, what is the technology that they can leverage today and soon on Windows 10 to help solve the supply chain issues and so on.
So perfect. So Hyphen is a supply chain company at its heart. We do scheduling supply chain solutions for residential construction companies. And our vision would be to get everyone on a single platform that has a very collaborative nature. And in that nature, we allow everyone who needs information direct access to it, so that as buyers make configurations and changes, that data would flow seamlessly down through the supply chain. And that manifests itself into various different features in our system. You can see from slides here. One out of every four to one out of every five homes built in the United States this year will actually be built using our software. So we're very proud of it.
Yeah, that's a lot of homes.
It is quite a few. 106,000 last year. This year we're targeting about 140 to 160,000 homes on the system.
Right, right. And as I understand it, this this solution that you bring to the table are used by various parts of the supply chain, right? Not just the people who do the lumber, but people who may be doing the contract electricians and even up to the four-person foreman, four ladies, right?
Absolutely, and it's a wonderful thing that we have an enormous amount of diversity in the residential construction sector. It's a highly fragmented business, so we have people like General Electric that are take part in it, and we have two guys in a pickup truck that turn around and frame homes to large home builders like Lennar and Beazer and Ryland, who build thousands of homes every year.
Right, right. Excellent. That's great to hear. Now, before we jump to your solution, this is a tech show, and you're going to show us a lot of cool technologies demos for sure, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but before we do that, I think it's important to share with the audience, what are the basic problems that everybody's trying to wrestle with?
Sure. Well, home builders outsource about 78% of their activities, which means they're designing homes, but in order to get those homes built, they have to coordinate with a lot of resources. And so that's what our system does for us. It helps you do lean type management activities, just-in-time arrival of labor and materials, and then the purveying of that data throughout the ecosystem, so that if you have a need to know where something is, should I show up to my job site today or not? Is it raining? All those kinds of things, that's what our system does. So a big issue, though, is mobility. We need to give people tools that work connected as well as disconnected. This platform allows us to do that. And then just to be very collaborative, meaning that if something changes, everyone in that ecosystem needs to be aware of the change.
Right. And to me is, you guys basically help people from the beginning point of ground, kind of breaking the grounds all the way out to the eventual keys in the hands of the owners, right?
And even at that point, we've got a new tool that we just launched called Warranty, and that's where we'll take over. Once we hand the keys over, is to make sure that seamless inner experience that you're having with your home builder continues through your post-home ownership period
right.
So
well, that's great. Well, you guys are really extending your scope.
Doing the best we can.
Yeah, that's great. And in that regard, I think there are a lot of people now increasingly bring their own device as construction workers or project managers. So how friendly is your solution to that, bring your own device?
So our trend? I would love to tell you it's just us, but actually the Windows platform actually helps support that more than anything else, because it allows us to have the flexibility of allowing anyone to participate in the ecosystem, but at the same time enforces rules for a lot of our public companies, so that we can assure that you're only authorized to see certain information, or that any updates or patches that need to get put out there automatically get put out there. Mm-hmm. And the operating system is actually a big partner in that for us.
Great, great, awesome. Well, so with that, I think let's jump right into the Build Pro solutions, and then Perfect. Talk through those.
So yeah. Why don't I just go ahead and open up the application and we'll take a good look at what we do. Perfect. So hopefully everyone's screen is updated, and what you see now is a sample of a job schedule. And so this could be the job schedule for an individual home. If you look, we can kind of thumb up and down through it. Right. But this would be everything that a home builder would need to use to schedule the events of his home. Each one of these activities is tied directly to a supplier, in this case, Main Chicago Plumbing. Right. It has all the dates that he needs to be around at work. If I wanted to type notes, I could do that, sit in there and do that. If I wanted to reschedule this, I could do a couple of quick touches on the calendar and just move the dates around and add things. One of the cool things that we did, though, with this Windows 10 pre-release is the ability to add a defect straight here from this screen. So if I click on that, you notice that the camera comes in. And if I put a business card out there, we can take a quick picture. And so if instead that was a water heater or some type of device in the home that had an issue, we could go ahead and say, hey, look, I'm walking around. I see an issue with this.
Right.
And while that's really just crooked, and we should send that to the vendor so that he can come out here and fix this. Quickly upload that. If I wanted to, I could also email that directly to the vendor. But this is actually going to attach itself to the task, which means there's a workflow built around this that's going to let the supplier immediately have access to this and see everything that's going on in the field.
And I think the beauty of this is you won't have to do it in the old ways where you have to fax a copy, and before you know it, you have to refax, and eventually you lose resolution or losing time because you cannot grab it all from the cloud, which you're trying to do here.
Exactly, and time is a key thing for most of our builders. One of the things that we like to do is say, we are not additive to the process, we're seamless to the process. We take your workflows and your work processes and we show them here in our system. So where I have multiple jobs that I can take a look at, if I wanted to look across multiple communities, I touch a button and that thing shows up for me. It's only available again for the Windows platform. We don't allow that in any other platform.
Right.
But again, going to the homes, if I want to look at individual jobs again, this will pull up that schedule for that particular house. If I kind of screen this down a little bit and just scoot that over, maybe I already had some pictures of some stuff that I liked out here that I wanted my home builder to be aware of, and I said, hey, I found a refrigerator that I really liked and it was at a local department store, and I could come over here, touch on that, and just drag that over to my selections inbox and say, yes, I would like to add that up.
Awesome. And for the audience, this is the new drag and drop feature of Windows 10.
Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of new features for Windows 10, I'm going to use the pen here for this just because it's a little easier for me. You know, one of the things that we want to do is put technology in the hands of people that are out in the field so that they can know what's going on. And this little live tile here, what that does is it updates itself every couple of minutes and tells me everything that's going on. So it's a quick mini dashboard, if you will, of activities happening in real time. If suppliers are completing items, it's also notifying me of things that I need to do today. So if I look at that and that's not empty at the end of the day, I probably still have work to do before
that's
I go
home.
That's
right. And nothing beats clearing your deck, especially if it's on a Friday.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But those are the new features that are available to us today. The file management structure is absolutely amazing. The adaptive design, the ability to move that screen and adjust this, all just native features that came to us with the Windows 10 pack.
Right. So in other words, then, what you're saying is when you release the Windows 10, it will be available for both the phone as well as the tablet, whichever form factor end user would like to use.
Exactly. And that's been a key opportunity for us, because what we're trying to do is say we've got workflows and information that is really kind of stuck here in this one spot. What we're trying to do is liberate it, and by liberating it, we want it to be available to consume in the form that's most useful to the end user, whether that's going to be an office app, whether that's going to be on a tablet or on a phone, however you want to consume that, we want to make that available to you so that you use a tool that's most comfortable for you.
Great, awesome. Well, you're clearly in solving a lot of problems, and through that, a lot of houses get built, so this is amazing. Do you have any final thoughts on this demo or any other points you want to bring up?
So we do have a show special, but before I go into that, I'll tell you that we also have a nice Office 365 app that is EPO approval app, and it allows supervisors and managers to automatically approve extra purchase orders that are driven by field superintendents from the place that they want to do it most, which is from Outlook. They want to do that from a place that's comfortable for them. They don't want to go log into the application to do
that. Great.
But our show special is that if you'll come in and sign up off of these websites here, we'll actually give you 90 days free of our product. You enter the promo code MSFT90, which is a Microsoft stock symbol.
All right, great. Well, with that, thank you so much, Felix. Thanks for coming
over
again. And I hope you have a great rest of the Women Partner Conference show. And we can't wait to see your Windows 10 app coming up soon.
Thank you so much.
All
appreciate
right.
it. Thank you.
So with that, here's another episode of the LaunchPad series. We're recording live at the Women Partner Conference. We have tons more to go. And please come back at aka.ms/launchpad, and we'll show a few more solutions along the way. So with that, thank you very much for joining us today.